Right. We are up to the Gemara, Isi ben Menachem. So we had a Machlokes Tanoim until now. One time it said, Na'avar Shiyah Bekarka Mishkan means that you have to be Bekarka Mishkan. If there's loose dirt there, fine. If not, bring in dirt. Put it Bekarka Mishkan, then pick it up. The other time it said, it doesn't work that way. It's Na'avar Shiyah. You just bring dirt into the Mishkan. It does not have to go into the floor. And Bekarka is to add the Beis HaMikdash. According to Rashi, Naiv Shila and Givin and not Nagi Shila, Naiv and Givin are not Nagi. Shila doesn't need that Reboy. And Naiv and Givin didn't have Saita. Tysus disagrees. And Beis HaLomim needs a Reboy of the word Karka. Yes. They didn't have Naiv and Givin. There was no Parsha Saita there because there was no Aaron, Rashi says. And Shila is a Mishkan, so it doesn't have to be included. That's in the word Mishkan. That's included from the word Karka. Karka includes the Beis HaMikdash. Can't hear you? It doesn't make a difference. It teaches us that this halacha applies in the Beis HaMikdash. Not, you don't have to put it on the floor. Easy Ben Yehuda holds you don't have to put it on the floor. You just have to bring it into the room. The extra word Karka includes the Beis HaMikdash.
Not the floor of the Beis
HaMikdash. Easy Ben Yehuda holds it doesn't have to be on the floor. Hold on a second. Right? Let's not read it. Isi ben Yehuda says, the pasuk reads, Menavar Shiyah HaMishkan. Leave out the word Karka. Dirt has to go into the Mishkan. End of story. It doesn't have to ever touch the floor. Not like the other brisa that said you have to put it on the floor. Isi ben Yehuda holds, no dirt has to ever touch on the floor. It's Menavar Shiyah HaMishkan. Forget the word Karka.
Forget it's there.
Forget. Let me explain to them. Isid says, learn the pasuk without the word karka. Karka has an extra word to tell me that the same process happens in the Beis HaMikdash. It has nothing to do with the placement of dirt. That's what Isid ben Yehuda holds. Isid ben Menachem agrees to the first brisa. He doesn't agree to the Isid ben Yehuda. He learns, like the first brisa, that you do have to put it on the ground. So we haven't learned Isi ben Menachem yet, but he is the Tana of the first Raisa. Isi ben Menachem, top line, Tazayin and Aleph. Isi ben Menachem, Eimer, Ein Tzarach. I don't have to include the Beis HaMikdash from a Ribui HaPasek.
The
Beis HaMikdash would be
automatic. Did you start the recording?
I did already.
I'm sorry.
Isi ben Menachem says that I don't have to include the Beis HaMikdash from a pasuk. It's included logically. Dr. Harris, you want to make room for Mr. Gold? Okay, Zakhtar Isi ben Menachem. Why? Because you learn it off of a Kavu Chaymer. Well, ma betuma kala, madach to walk into the Beis HaMikdash betuma, which is karis, which is not so light. But in comparison to Eishes Ish, which is a chi of Misa, Tuma of walking in Tamei, Loichilu Kakosov, the Torah did not differentiate between Mishkan and Mikdash. In both of those cases, the Torah says one who enters is chi of Karas. So the Tuma is Eishes Ish Chamura, but we're dealing with ascertaining whether this woman was Mizana, which is a worse sin than walking into the Beis HaMikdash in the Tumah. It's like Koshkein, for sure the Beis HaMikdash would have the same halacha as the Mishkan. Meaning, basically, what Isi ben Menachem is saying, there is no logical reason. Anything, logic says that the same process should be by the Beis HaMikdash as by the Mishkan. I don't need a pasuk for that. I see in other halachas the Torah equates the Mishkan and the Mikdash. So why, when it comes to the concept of tuma, of something that's defiled, that's wrong, so why in this case of tuma, of ascertaining Eishes Ish, would I think the Beis HaMikdash has different laws? Therefore, Isi ben Menachem says, I don't need the word karka to include the Beis HaMikdash. So what does the Torah mean by karka? You can't just bring a basket in and then use it. It has to be put to the ground. So Isi ben Menachem is saying, If you would need a pasuk for Beis HaMikdash, then Isi Ben Yehuda is right. Then we would say the carcass to include Beis HaMikdash and not make a halacha that you have to put it on the ground. Masha'inkan, I don't think you need a pasuk for the Beis HaMikdash. So then I take karka literally. You have to put the dirt on the karka. That's where I hold, like the first price. If you have dirt there, fine. But you bring it in and put it on the ground and then take it. Rashi. That's just new Rashi. Dr. Rashi, ain't the tzarek l'rabbas Beis HaLavim. I don't have to include the Beis HaMikdash. Ma tuma kala likonis betumas haguf l'mikdash. She'ene b'mises v'ezna l'bekaris. Lechilik ha'kosti b'mikdash l'mishkan. The Torah did not differentiate. She'ene b'parshas hadu m'shnei p'sukim. Ki es mikdash Hashem t'imei. Es mishkan Hashem t'imei. It says both. Lechoshkin shuhushnu mishkan shemishkan l'baitka l'vayar b'taychan. Wouldn't the Torah want to give you the process of sight to there as well? And came out of a lemme b'karka. You have to take it from the ground. If there is none there, you will put it there. You keep Ashiya, which tells me bring it in, and we also keep Bekarka, because it's Shinolel. And in the Sefri, the Brisa is not the way we have it in the Gemara. And I say this must come from a different source that had a different medrash differently than the Sifri. Yes, Dr. Harris.
So, according to the first opinion...
I don't know which is the first opinion. There's original Brisa, there's Isi Ben Yehuda, and Isi Ben Menachem who returns to the original Brisa.
Isi Ben Yehuda.
Yes.
Says this whole sort of process is... Included the base, so you just bring it in the base of Mikdash, you just...
In the Mishkan also, you just bring it in. You do not have to place it on the floor. I know it's bothering you, the word karka, but Isi Ben Yehuda says it shouldn't bother you, because it's not telling you where to put it.
How about the Mishnah? Isi Ben Yehuda argues of the Mishnah? It's a Tana.
Not necessary. I don't know if he holds it was there or not. I don't know. But he doesn't need it for this, that's for sure. He's been using the Tana. Doesn't have to agree to the Mishnah.
Or would say,
he didn't have, again, it said, the Gemara started Tana Rabbana. It brought a Brisa that explained the Mishnah. Then it says, Tanya Idach, not like the Mishnah. Isi ben Menachem is like the Mishnah. Isi ben Yehuda is not like the Mishnah. These are Tanoim. Dr. Kamarbeit, Ibai Lalu, we had the following Shaila. Ain't some offer. What happens if we have no availability of dirt? And again, we don't dig. So you have to bring in dirt and place it there. You have no dirt. Now, don't ask me how you could be in a place that has no dirt. It's probably one of the most common things in the world to find is dirt. But again, the Gemara is saying, if you don't have dirt, I don't know why you wouldn't have dirt.
On a beach.
Again, the bottom line is you have to take it to the Beis HaMikdash, right? In between your beach and the Beis HaMikdash, there's dirt. I don't know why, but this is the Gemara Shaila. I don't know, I can't explain to you why there would be a place of Ein Shem Afer. But the Gemara has the Shaila, so we'll move with the Gemara. Ein Shem Afer, Mao Shiyitin Afer, can you use ashes? Now, there's a Machlekes by Kisri Hadam, where the Torah says you have to cover the blood of a chaya or a bird that shechted. The blood has to be covered with dirt. The Kisol Ba'afer, not by Behema, but by chaya and Eif. A not domesticated animal or a bird, when you do shechita, the blood has to have kisui hadam. And there's a machlokes b'shamay b'sil, can you or cannot, can you not use ashes? The Torah says v'chisol b'ofor. The question is, does that include ashes or not? So yibayilu, ein sham afor, ma'o shiitin afor. Now libe de b'shamay, loy tibayiluch. According to b'shamay who says by kisui hadam, you cannot use ashes, so there would be no shayla. Why? Because the Amri, the Metzinu Efer Shikari Afar. We never find in the Torah that Asher should be referred to as Afar. And since the Torah says, Afar Ashiya Bekarka Mishkan, Afar, Afar means Afar, not Afar. It's a different word. It means a different meaning. That is according to Beis Shammai. Kitzibayalach. Give the Gemara a chance, right? Kitzibayalach. Again, let's give the Gemara a chance. Again, we'll try one more time. Let's give the Gemara a chance to explain itself. The Shaila of the Gemara is, can you use ashes, which is called Afer? Yes. Okay. The question is, can you use Afer? The Torah says Afer. Is Afer a type of Afer? When the Torah uses the word Afer, does it have including the word Afer? So according to Beis Shammai, it's not that way. Beis Shammai clearly says when it comes to covering the blood that Afar means Afar and Afar is Afar and never the twain shall meet, and therefore you cannot use Afar for Kisri Adam. So there would be no Shaila here to use Afar for Saita. You need Afar. Pasuk says min Afar. Kiti Bayalach, Eliba de Beisul. The Amri Matino Afar Shikari Afar. Beisul says that when it comes to Kisri Adam, they learn that Afer goes into the word Afar. They didn't make this up. They have a proof from a pasuk. But we're not learning Chula now, so we're not going to get involved what Beis Shammai does with that pasuk. But that's not our point. Beis Shammai has a pasuk that Rashi will bring that the Torah refers to ashes with the word Afar. Zok Beis Shammai, when it comes to Kisri Adam that says the Chisol B'Afar, Afar does not just mean dirt. Afar means ashes as well. How about by Saita, when it says, Min Afar Ashiya B'Karka Mishkan, can you, according to Beis Shammai, use Afar or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. The Ami Matino, Avagav de Ikru Afar, Hacha B'Karka Mishkan Siv. Here there's an emphasis on ground, so therefore maybe the Torah here means real Afar. Or maybe Karka Mishkan is just to tell me a side halacha. According to Isi Ben Yehuda to include the Beis HaMikdash. According to Isi Ben Menachem, it takes to put it down on the ground. Not that it has to come from the ground. Maybe it can be ashes. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. So that's the Shaila of the Gemara again. Beis Hillel says when it comes to Kisri Adam, that even though the Torah says V'chisol Ba'afar, it means ashes as well. So Beis Hillel has a broader interpretation of the word Afar. So the word Afar can mean ashes. But here the Torah said Bekarka Mishkan. Now, Afar is not Bekarka. But we said Karka Mishkan is not to tell me it comes from there. Karka is either to include the Beis HaMikdash. Karka is even to tell me you put it down there. So maybe you can put ashes down there too. Or maybe since the Torah did use the word Bekarka Mishkan, we need something that comes from ground, not ashes. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Look to the Meshame Basil Bakshitus Hulun, Gabakusi Adam. A little bit of Basil, the army aim for Kari Afar. Now, how do Basil know this? The Sith. The Lokhula Tame be Afar, Shreva Sahatas. When the Torah talks about the ashes of Paraduma, the Torah says, take for the Tame, me Afar, Shreva Sahatas. Now, Afar is spelled with an ayin, and yet it means ashes there. Bishamai says ashes can be called afar strefa, but afar by itself will not include ashes. So that's the machlokes by Kisri Adam, where Beis Hillel sees in the pasuk that ashes is called afar, and Bishamai does not see that. Fine, that's a good machlokes in Masechta Shulam. So according to Bishamai, we have no shaila here. The word afar means afar, does not include afar. Doesn't include it by Kisri Adam, it doesn't include it by Saita. But Beis Hillel said that the word Afar has a broader interpretation. But over here, it did say the word Bekarka. Now, we interpreted Karka differently, but the bottom line is it still says Karka. So does that eliminate Afar, or does that not eliminate Afar? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Sancti Gemara Tashema. The Amar Rabbi Eichel Meshum Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, now, I'm going to give an introduction to this Gemara. The Gemara is going to tell us, at least according to one man, the Amar, that Halacha L'Maishim Sinai sometimes breaks what the Pasuk says. it reinterprets the pasuk to make the pasuk. I'll use the word lav dafka. It might be a wrong word to use, but I'll use it anyway just to get my point across. That's what the Bryce is going to be talking about. How does that affect us? We will see as we go along. Talk to Gemara. Tashema. The Amar Reb Yechim Shem B'Shmo. And Reb Shmo is a Tana. B'Shleishim B'Kaimis. In three places. Halacha or Keves Mikra. The Halacha L'Maishim Misinai. A Keves means, how does he translate it?
Undermine.
That's what I would have said. The Pasuk. So Trashi a Keves. Mekapeches es akevai, mamadai. It knocks down its standing. You stand on your heels, and this is mekapeya. A keves means knocks the heels off, means knocks the base of where it's standing on. Vekeres begimul mekaymes halacha lemaishim misinai. Vekeres and uproots it. Begimul mekaymes halacha lemaishim misinai bo. Vekeres es apasik. Three places, the halacha l'maishim Sinai uproots the pasuk. Here comes number one. Hatayra amra ba'afar. The Torah said, v'chisol ba'afar, that you have to cover the dam with dirt. V'halacha b'chol davar. And the halacha l'maishim Sinai includes anything that plants can grow from, even though it's not dirt. Dr. Ashi. When you learn the pasuk, you see dirt. That can grow plants. Gun, hazarnich, v'hasid, v'charasis, u'levei nishikitcha. Hasid is plaster, charasis is clay, and levei nishikitcha is broken up bricks. I don't know what zarnich is. I'll be honest, I don't know what zarnich is. What?
Orpiment.
Who? Orpiment. Exactly. That's what it is. I knew all along. It's orpiment. Whatever it is. It's a plant.
Orpiment
is to die.
Okay, did you skip a Rashi? The one before Kevis. Before Kevis.
What?
Half of the Kaka Mishnah Psir.
I just read it this second.
No, before Kevis. The previous Rashi before Kevis.
Well, I might have skipped talking about the commission, Siv. You're right. So, Rashi, Kroyi, say, Ruhu, that's Rabbi Mashiach. They ain't Turk, Lechav, Rabbi Sham. You don't have to dig. You'll get Lemute A for us, and maybe it's excluding ashes. Lemindu, Shabina, do me the Karaka Mishka, and maybe it has to come from the ground.
Is what in the Torah is more
Lechav Hilor, or is all the Shabbat? Now, along with my Shabbat, I said, you don't see what the sense is in the Pasuk.
All the same.
Again, this is going to be small talking. We're not passing halacha lemaisa, we're not giving halacha share now.
Do we,
yes and no. What I meant to say is as follows. Chavishor writes, that there's never a machlokes. There's a Rambam, I'm sorry. The Rambam writes, I don't know where exactly, I think in the Shemitah Parakim, that there's never a machlokes about halacha lemaisa misinai. The problem is, there's multiple machlokes in about a local Lemaishim Sinai throughout Shas. So the answer to the question is, the Rambam says there's never a machlokes about a local Lemaishim Sinai. But there are many questions in the Rambam. So the Rambam is still the Rambam. After it's all finished, I'm sure he had an answer to every single one of the questions. That's why I answered you yes and no. Yes?
We have a general exegetical rule that we never leave a poopy straight definition, a straight meaning.
Does not say you can't use dirt.
Exactly. And what I want to say is that maybe the pasuk tells you that dirt is preferable.
Maybe I have no reason to think that way. Somebody here said that, and I said, damn, I don't have no reason to think that way, and I still don't have any reason to think that way. My turn. The second case. Hatayra Amra Bitar. The Torah said, Betar, which means that a Nazir should not cut off his hair with a razor. Tar Leyav Arisha. V'halocha b'chol davar. And the halocha is that the Nazir is chayev if he cuts it off with any tool. That's what that halacha l'maaseh m'sinai says. The Torah says, Tar Leyav Arisha. And the halacha l'maaseh m'sinai says, doesn't just mean tar, everything can't cut off hair by a Nazir, even scissors. So here you have halacha l'maaseh m'sinai undermining the word of the pasuk.
Well, I mean, does that mean taking it from the roots, or take?
No. Doesn't mean taking it from the roots. No.
A razor.
Exactly, I said that.
The razor means all the way to the cord.
Again, we'll try one more time. Without the halacha l'maaseh m'sinai, you could say any drasha you want. The halacha l'maaseh m'sinai says you can't cut it off with anything. But it is what it is. Now, Rashi, in one gear, so we'll take this out. He doesn't think this is one of the three. That's why we have a long Rashi here who'll explain why he takes it out and inserts something else. But we'll worry about that when we get to Rashi. Let's move on. Hatayra Amra b'sefer. The Torah said because of a sefer krisus. Sefer means a scroll. Right? And halacha says, b'chol davar, you can write it on a leaf. You can write it on a tablet, on a notebook. Exactly. So therefore, the halacha changes what the pasuk says. Those are three places. So why is this brisa here? What do we want from this brisa? Dr. Gemar b'misa, lechshav nami, hi. If this is true that you can use ashes for saita, so the Torah said afar, and we're expanding it to mean afar. So it's not like the Torah said. Just like you used kisei hadam, you said the Torah took afar and meant other things. So here also, the Torah said afar, and we're expanding it to other things. And for the Gemara, Tana b'shayer. You're right. It left it out, and we're going to get involved in that in a minute, but we want to catch up with Rashi. We love Rashi. That's Rashi. Hatay Ramra Sefer Li and Get Krisis. Right. The Halacha B'chol Davar Shekasav Aleph, Al Olah Shezayas, Al Yor, Paper, Al Luach, a Tablet. Aleph. Hatay Ramra Tar, should have been earlier. Le'yavra Raisha B'Nazir, Balacha B'chol David, now the Mishnah says, Nazir Shigilach Bein Bezug, scissor, Bein Betar, Usha Sifstav Kol Shehu, Sifstav means he rubs his hair and rips out hair, Chayav, Frecht Rashi.
Pasuk says that?
The Mishnah says that. Pasuk says Tar. The Mishnah says it includes everything else. Where did the Mishnah get it from? Halacha L'maaseh M'sinai. Frecht Rashi, and this is going to be the discussion now. In time, Einzu Akira, Ella Tesefes. Bishlaim in the other two cases, it's uprooting what the Torah said. Here it's adding. Let me try to explain. The Torah said, Chisol Ba'afar. The Torah means to be very limiting. So we're expanding it. That means the Torah said, use dirt, and we're allowing you to use other things. I'll use the word, it's a kula. We're being made cool on what the Torah said. Based on halacha l'maaseh m'sinai. The Torah said, this other case, you have to write a get b'sefer. Sefer krisus. Came along the halacha l'maaseh m'sinai and said, nah, you don't have to do sefer, you can do other things. Here, the Torah says, you're not allowed to use tar. So we're not saying now you could use tar. We're not introducing a kula. We're introducing an addition. Not only can't you use tar, but you can't use other things. It's a chumrah that we're introducing. It's not oikar the Torah, it's adding to the Torah. The Torah didn't, right? That's the kasha. What are we oikar here? How are we uprooting something? We're not uprooting anything. But adding that you can use other things besides afar is uprooting what the Torah said. The Torah limited it, and you're expanding it. The Torah limited how you write a get, and you're expanding it. Here you're not, the Torah didn't say, you're expanding an isser. Expanding an isser is not uprooting the isser. It's not allowing something that you wouldn't have allowed. It's uttering things that you would have allowed. So, Rashi, Vim Taimar, Let me just finish the Rashi. Einzu Akira, this is not a brooding of Tesemeth. How are we not brooding anything? Are we doing something that the Torah said you can't do? That's what a brooding means. A brooding means allowing something the Torah didn't allow. Well, you're not doing that. You're adding. You're not a brooding. It's a wrong word. So, Rashi Ibra Akirahu. And I'll explain it outside. The halacha is Malkus to hit somebody is alive. If I walk over to somebody that punch him, I'm over alive. If Bezin gives unnecessary Malkus, they're over alive. If we say that a Nazir can't cut his hair with a scissor, that means if he does, we'd give him Malkus. That's against the Torah, to give a guy unnecessary Malkus. Came I walk the Moshe Mitzinai and said, we're uprooting the Isser of hitting a person. We're allowing you to hit a person where the Pasuk would not have let you hit a person. Because the Torah only asked for a razor. That means if a guy would cut up with a scissor and you learned the Pasuk, you would not give him Malkus. Came along to Rabbanan and said, no, scissor also gets Malkus. That means they're allowing Bezin to hit a guy based on Halakha L'Maishim Sinai, which is against the Pasuk, which says don't hit a person. So it's being Iker, the Isser of Malkus. Zakrachi, Ibra Kiri, Shemalkinai Sarkach, we give the guy Malkus. But also Lachas is Yisrael Bechinam, not a lot of hit a yid, Sharmatayra Le'Yisef and Yisef. The Avagat, period. That's why that's called an Akira. Now, I still don't want to finish this Rashi, so let's move on. The Avagav, the Bekula Kroi, Doshina Beshkutas Chulun, Ubegitin Ubenazir. So, Rashi, why is this Halacha L'Maishim Sinai? These are all drushes that the Gemara brings in the Psukim. We always darshan things, klau patu klau, ribui miut, all kinds of drushes. These are all learned out from drushes. These are not without a drusha. So, Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel Le'Mashim Le'Kroi. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold the those drushes. The because of law, the Mavina Le'Zavis Kol Dover. Rashi says, for example, we learn out from the word because of law that you can write it in other things. That's how the Gemara learns it out. In Gittin. Rabbi Shmuel didn't hold of that Russia. He darshed Lay, because even Mishkareshes, Lay, and Mishkareshes, Mekesef. He darshed the because of law to tell me you can't divorce a woman by giving her money because she's awesome. The Chen Kulam. All the drushes that we bring, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with. Therefore, El Halacha L'Maishim Mesinai Tzabukhinan. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we rely on Allah L'Maishim Mesinai. Ukroi asmach debaumi. The psukim are just a hint. Kekshar medrashim ribuim dechalatayra kulam lechashel Rabbi Shmuel. Kalocha ikeves mikro. Anything we learn out of from a drusha, of course Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't call that Halacha L'Maishim Mesinai undermining the pasuk. It's learned out from a drusha. Ela hani tlas, because he holds these three are not real drushes. That's what Rashi explains. Those who argue in Mishmah all learn it's a different, it's the drushes. It's not a halakha l'maishim mitzinai, you're not brooding anything. Period. So Rashi explained our gears in the Gemara. Now, Rashi's going back to Nazir. He's very bothered by that Nazir question. It's not really uprooting, it's adding. Right? So he answered, because you're uprooting the life of Malkus. But the Mishnah, Mesechta's Kedushim, Yerushalmi Mitzasi, Mishnah Zudar of Yishmol, I found the same thing in Yerushalmi. There ain't Tarim in Ashloisha. And Tar is not one of the three. Because as Rashi pointed out before, Tar is not really an uprooting. Ella Matseya, when you bore the Eben Ivri, V'hachi Tanya Hasam, HaTaira Amra Sefer, V'alocha B'chol Davir Talush. The Torah is then right to get on a sefer, and we let you write it on anything detached from the ground. Hatayra Amr Davar Afar by Kisi Adam by Alocha B'chol Davar Amr Gadol Tzmachim. And Alocha says you can use anything that grows plants. Hatayra Amr Matseya by Alocha Amr Afila Seal Vesira Seal Vesira. These are all drills and metal things. Not a Matseya, not a awl. I think Matseya is an awl. I like the Yerushalmi's Gersa. The Hagdatar Mesephasi, the Kratzim, I'm still bothered by the fact that Tar really doesn't fit the bill. So therefore, Rashi brings a different Gersa. He answers our Gersa, but he himself says, I like that Yerushalmi. That's, doctor, you had a question.
Answer.
That's good. That's the point of Rashi. Right. Answer all the questions.
That's why I wait.
Fine. Okay. So back to our Gemara. So why isn't our Gemara in the fourth one? The Misa Zakt Rashi, the Efer Nami Kusher, you can cover the site that can use Efer. Lichshem Nami the Bahalacha Kevis Mikroch. That's Torah Amra Afer, Bahalacha Amra Efer. Now, we would have said, right, we would have said, because the word Afer means Efer. It's not Halacha L'Maitre Mezina, it's the interpretation of the word. But Rabbi Shmuel doesn't say that Bakisi Adam. Bakisi Adam, he calls it a Halacha. He doesn't say Afer means anything that grows things. He says Afer means exactly dirt. And everything else is included from Halacha L'Maitre Mezina. So here also it's Halacha L'Maitre Mezina. If you learn that Afer, the translation, the Webster's translation of Afer, does not mean dirt, but anything that produces growth, then I don't need Halacha L'Maitre Mezina. That's the pasuk. That's how we understood Beis Hillel. But Rabbi Shmuel uses it as Halacha L'Maitre Mezina. That means he holds the word Afer means just dirt. It's Halacha L'Maitre Mezina that expands. So over here also it's Halacha L'Maitre Mezina that expands. The halacha on my favor, mishmas of the mashmalay, the mishmas of the mishmas of my mishmalay, Yiki Saddam. He doesn't say if I offer that, so it means like he said, Adam, he needs that halacha on my shemasinai. That means he learns offer means only dirt. So back to our Gemara by Saita. If Saita ashes would work, so then why doesn't he count that as a fourth? So the Gemara, Tana Vishayer, loichashinu lukulu mekaymas. The mishmas is not listing everything. He listed three, but there's more. Correct the Gemara, my shire, the high shire. This is a rule. You never leave out one thing. If you leave out, there's got to be more than one thing he left out. What's number five? We had three. We added number four, Saita, maybe. But if you say Saita's left out, where's number five? Zok the Gemara. Did you know what the Saita is, the thing? Shire Mitzaira. Okay, now, by Mitzayra, it says he has to take a haircut two times. It says one time at the beginning, when he becomes tar, it says there, I don't have a chumash in front of me, I got a chumash, one second. Sorry? I know where it is, it's the beginning of Parshas Mitzayra. One is the beginning of the process where the pasuk says the chibus hametar is begadav the gilach has kol sarai always there. Then it says on the seventh day yigalach has kol sarai, and there the Torah starts being specific. That's Rishai, the hair in his head, that's a Kanai, and the hair in his beard, that's Gabbas Einav, and his eyebrows, that's Kosari Galeach. Notice? Kosari, then it gives you three, then it's just Kosari. Right? Now, if you learned the Pasuk, right, the Tashayim, this is the second time. Megillah has kol sarai klau. That's a general statement. As Rosh Hashanah has gabes einav prat. Rosh Hashanah gabes einav is a specific. This kol sarai galayach chazir klau. This is called a klau prat to klau, a general term followed by specifics, followed by a general term which tells us iatadon elakena prat. That means use the specifics and make a klau out of that. What do they share in common? Ma prat mefurish makim kinusar. All the places listed, Rishai, Skanai, Gabbas Einav, is where there's a gathering of hair. And Dira, and it's visible when the person is not wearing clothing. All these places are visible. Avko, makim kinusar v'nira. It would include any gathering of hair that's visible. Ma Rabbi, Rabbi Sarah Regalim, it would include the air around the private part of a person. Lashon Nikiya, we say Sarah Regalim. My miyut, the Beis HaShechi, underarms are not visible. Even when a person's undressed, you don't see his hair under his arms. And therefore, that would be excluded. Udekulegufay, or his arms on his hands, his hair on his hands, his hair on his feet. Those are not kinusar. That's not called kinusar. Kinusar is like your beard. Kinusar is like your hair on the head. What?
Concentrated,
exactly. So Mamela, that's what the cloud, Prata cloud, will tell me. The Hilchasa, begin to Sinai, he has to cut off all his hair like a melon. He has to be hairless when he's finished. His hair, his hand, his feet, his underarms, everything. Done. Now, the Pasuk doesn't say that. The Pasuk says a cloud, Prata cloud. Halacha L'maishim Sinai comes and expands it to include everything. That's the halacha is a keves a sakra. Yes. Everything. The Tan, Boloi Lahakiv Sesem Tzera, Mavir Tara Kol Basarei. Uktani Sefer, it says at the end of that brisa by of Mitzayra, "Umagalcha beyayim ashi megalcha beyayim ashi megalchay taglach hashniya k'taglach hashvishayna." The brisa says after it says that you only have to do klal prata klal, then it says halacha l'shvizinai like the first time where it says the gilachas kol sarei. It doesn't say any specifics. That means everything. Here, it says Klal Prat Klal. It would limit it. Comes along to Malchus Sinai and says, don't listen to the Pasuk. Expand to the Pasuk. So here you have a place where our Halacha is a Kevitz
HaMikra. There's a Pasuk before that. The original Pasuk would have said everything, right?
The Gilach is Kol Sarai.
So that would take everything.
That's by the first haircut. There's two haircuts.
First haircut's everything.
The Pasuk says, the Gilach is Kol Sarai.
I would have thought that.
But the second haircut, the Torah writes Kol Prat Klal.
I mean, how long was this process?
7 days.
I mean, let's understand. You go here.
What are you worried about?
It
depends on the person. There's some people that are missing a lot of hair to begin with.
No. Eyelashes too.
Eyebrows.
Eyelashes.
I don't know. I'm not sure. That's why I didn't say it, because I'm not sure. Because that's dangerous. I don't know. That's dangerous. That protects the eye. I don't know. So we see that the Torah left it out. So that's the answer to Gemara. You can't prove it from Rabbi Shmuel because the Torah left things out, as we see the Torah left out the Torah. Rashi. So Rashi is Shire Mitzayra Mitaglach Hashniyah, second haircut. Shutzarach Shnei Taglachas, the sieve, the Chibes of a Tyrus of Godav, Uhayyah Bayay Mashvi Yagalachas Kol Sarai. But Taglachas Vishayna, by haircut number one, the custom cloud prat. El Kol Sari Stam. The Masma Kol Gufai, the rise of his arms, shake of his legs, it's a shaky his underarms, say Kol Gufai Kolikatalat. He's as smooth as a melon. But a glakashniak said the cloud prat to cloud. The Masma Mokim Kinusar, say some kibbutzar harbe, gathering of lot of hair, the mutis the rice of a shake of say namukunus, it eliminates arms and legs where there's not a large gathering of hair. Rashi says it means the private part. The Brisa uses a natural language. Lahakif. Megalchai. Kulay Lashon Sakifu Patloy Sakifu Pas Roshchem. The word Hakif is to cut everything off. Ma Betar Kol Besaray Taglachas Rishay Nakoi. That's talking about the first Taglachas. We're not going with that. We learned it from a pasuk. She takes a lot. Not a koi koi. A loshin a mishnah. Megalka the glakas shnei. Get the glakas rishayin. Number. Alma shnei. Nami kip the last. So we see the second one is also like a melon. They're trying to limit the glakas rishayin. The mavi tire called besarei. So that's the Gemara's answer. So the following Amaroim are going to say that these are not, this is not a good answer. Mitzayra is not a good answer. And therefore, they're going to say that the Raya from Afer remains. That the fact that it's not mentioned is a Raya that Afer is not good enough by Saita. But again, they're going to just respond and say, Mitzayra is different. Don't bring Mitzayra into the picture. Rav Nachman of Nachman by Yitzchak. Over here, it's a drasha. This is not a halacha l'maishim esinai. The man that learned that you're megalcha the second time like the first time is learning it out of a drasha. Not out of, midrabanani means it's learned out in the rabbinic way of darshaning the Torah. It's not a halacha l'maishim esinai. Therefore, that's not, there's a pasuk there. We learn out from Sukkim that the second one is like the first one. Not from Halacha L'maishe Mesinai. So therefore, it's not a Halacha Kevaskra. It's a drasha. Rashi. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak B'tzari Lav Shiru. The Kicha HaShem Halacha Kevas Mikru Gan Sefer Tar Ofer. The Behenge of Halacha Kevas. Meisefes Ala Mikra. Here, it's a drasha. The Achreidim zero within the word Mitarabbanon. It's an interesting way of using the word drasha. Oh, I canvas Mitarabbanon. But that's what it means. It means it's a drasha, it's not a halacha l'maishe Mesinai. Rabbah Amar, Tikachashiv halacha canvas Rekeres, oh, I canvas Mesephasi. We're not uprooting anything here. Mitzayra is not uprooting. It's saying you have to cut off more. We're not saying don't cut off what's included. We're saying cut off more. It's not really uprooting. It's just adding. The other places, we're taking and say, don't do what the Torah said. You're allowed to do differently. Here we're saying, do what the Torah says and add on. Rashi? No, Rashi. He's saying this can't count as an extra. This is not a halacha kevas mikra. The answer you gave, the Mitzayra is left out, is not a good answer. Again, Rav Shmuel said three. We wanted to say he left out two. We're saying the one you say is the second one is not left out. That means that he didn't leave anything out. You have to have two left out, right? It's based on the fact that we have two. But if you tell me you don't have two, that means you have none. What?
And we sing only those three, nothing else.
Exactly. Now, if Mitzayra would fit, then it would be the one left out. But Mitzayra doesn't fit. Ravashi Amar, Hamasni, okay. Now this Ravashi's Teretz is something to remember when you learn Shas. You know, we have many times our chas, klal pratu klal. We have many times that our chas, ribui miut ribui. Same thing, inclusive word, followed by exclusive, by specific, followed by an inclusive. So sometimes we say klal pratu klal, sometimes we say ribui miut and ribui. The answer is, it's two schools. Sometimes Noam had a messiah from Sinai, klal pratu klal, namely Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel loyim Rabbi Shleish esim midas hatayra nidrashes bam. The klal will prat, klal pratu klal. Here's the one that's Mr. Klal pratu klal, Rabbi Klal pratu klal. Dr. Gemar, Dr. Ravashi. Hamas nitzimani Rabbi Shmuel he the dar shloli uprati. That price goes like Rabbi Shmuel. the darshans call you prati. Kedalath mani Rabbi Kivi. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't agree that the second one is kedalath. The Mishnah that Bryson had brought klal pratu klal, that's how it remains. Rabbi Shmuel holds that a mitzvah does not cut off all his hair the second time. This, it's klal pratu klal. You include kinusar venira. Right? You include private part. Rabbi Kiva learned bibi mi riboy. So therefore, he doesn't darshan klal pratu klal. So to him, Rabbi Kiva darshan bibi mi riboy. And all he excludes is the hair in the nose. Everything else has to come off. The hair in the nose, it's kinusar. Nira, not as much nira as anything else. That doesn't have to be cut off. So therefore the bride said it says kidalas, that's Rabbi Kiva. The bride said it says kalpat to klal, should be small. So it's not a one that the halacha changes the pasuk to machlokes. What does the pasuk mean? There's no halacha. Rabbi Kiva learns the pasuk, it means everything. And all the time is excluding is the hair nose, the nose of the hair. And Rabbi Shmuel learns klal pratu klal. Depends what school you came from. So Rashi, let's do that Rashi here. If Rashi Amahar Masis is the tiny Malkim Kina Sar Venera, the Darish Kala Tera Kula B'klal Prat. Because it means B'shuas, the Paragimel. Rabbi Shmuel Shimish is Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana. Rabbi Shmuel's Rebbe was Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana. So he Darish Kala Tera Kula B'klal Klal Prati. He was from the school, the Darish in the whole Tera B'klal Prati. Rabbi Kiva Shimish is Nachim Ishgamzu. Rabbi Kiva learned by Nachum Ishgamzu. So he died to call it Tyre Ribli Miuti. Rashdi called Mashmos, Klal Prat Klal Ribli Miut, the Chilukam. If you want to know how you use those drushes, take a look from Sechta Sukkah Pere Kahol. That's where Rashi is Myra Kamet. He's not going to talk about now all the differences. So the Mela, it's not chat that we learned that from the Pasik that Halacha changed it. There's an Achoikas, how to learn the Pasik.
Klal
and Prat, if you
don't
learn Klal and Prat, you can't learn Ribui Amir. Correct. And that's where you argue. Because the rest of Shmuel's things, that's stuff you could agree with. Right.
As long as the first
one. Yeah, but it's a whole bunch of that.
No, I'm saying,
don't think. It's out of the 13. As long as
the Klal and Prat, Klal, 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 3. 3 out of the 13. Why would he give Shmuel so much credit?
We're quoting a Breitza. He authored the Breitza. That doesn't mean he's the only one that agrees to that, but we're quoting his Breitza.
I don't want the class to make a mistake.
The class is not making any mistakes. There's no reason for the class to worry about it. We'll continue making it tomorrow, and everybody should have a one.